Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and go all the way to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and visit with Tom Dunkel, who's the vice president of the Groundhog Club in Punxsutawney. And he is going to be the guy that will be reading the scroll once the groundhog tells the president what is going on with the weather. And I'll let Tom explain what's going on. By the way, I'm looking at the forecast, Tom, and it looks like Wednesday looks kind of okay for you guys in the morning.
Good evening, Dan. It sure does look like it's, matter of fact, this is probably going to be the nicest weather we've had in quite some time for Groundhog Day.
That is
often it's bitter cold up there.
Yep, that's exciting, and I'm so happy to have you on the show. There's a lot of festivities leading up to Groundhog's Day coming up on Wednesday, and you're at one of those events right now. What's going on in Punxsutawney?
I'm currently at the Red and Black Ball, which is at a local Eagles, and it's it's a sellout. There's about 200 people, and it's everybody's in their top hats and ties and red dresses, and it's a great event. Most of the people here are guests from out of town, basically from all over the world.
That is so exciting. And of course, Groundhog's Day is going to be happening on Wednesday. How many tickets have been sold so far, and how many people are you guys expecting?
Well, believe it or not, tickets aren't sold for Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day is a free event, so we don't sell tickets. All you have to do is come and enjoy the event. There is no charge.
What kind of crowd are we expecting there?
Well, I would say it's the middle of the week. I would say between 5,000 and 10,000 people on a weekend, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We probably get between 30,000 and 40,000 people.
Wow,
and that's a lot of people between 3 a.m. and 7:30 a.m.
All right,
it's fantastic to go there. What you have is there. It's an event where there aren't opposing sides. Everybody there is on the same side, the same team.
Absolutely.
And, they shoot fireworks right over your head, and they do things, music, and entertain you, and you feel like you're part of something bigger. It's very moving. That's why I think so many of our guests come back time and time again. We have people that come 10, 15, 20 times because it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Very, very entertaining.
It's definitely on my bucket list, that's for sure. All right, let's talk about your role and what happens during...
People, that's true.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Groundhog's Day and your role and what happens on the stage, and take us through the ceremony.
All right. Well, the gates open at 3 a.m., and slowly people will start to trickle in. Up on stage, it's the area is called Gobbler's Knob. And there is it's a natural amphitheater with a stage on it, which probably lots of people have seen that very stage on the news, on TV, on the internet. And what you have is there's entertainment, there's music, there's like Miss Pennsylvania will be on there. There'll be groups singing. It's very entertaining. And then it's around 7:15. The music stops, the fireworks have been shot off, and what's called the Inner Circle will be the group that takes care of Phil and facilitates Groundhog Day, because Groundhog Day is the only national holiday with a destination.
Yep, no doubt about it. And then the president taps on the Punxsutawney Phil's.
Right, so right. Yeah. He'll get up there, he'll introduce himself, he'll introduce the Inner Circle members, and he'll reach down and he'll tap on the door, and the handler reaches down, and he'll pull Phil out of his burrow, hold him up in the air, and the crowd goes crazy. It's a lot of fun. And then we set him on top of the stump, and with his cane that is handed down from president to president, gives the president, Jeff Lundy, the ability to speak Groundhogese, which is little things from Phil that will be like little twitches, a little grinding of his teeth or a wink of his eyebrow that gives the president the ability to understand what he's trying to communicate.
Okay.
And helps him pick the appropriate scroll. And then once the appropriate skull has been picked, the president will hand it to me, and I will unroll the scroll, and I'll start it out with, "Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Now the second day of February, 2022. And I'll proceed to read the scroll.
And that's what everybody sees on news, and it'll be happening on Wednesday.
What you'll see across the world.
Yep. Yep.
Wednesday morning at 7:25 a.m.
Believe me, you guys got some weather moving in Thursday and Friday, and we do too on Wednesday. So hopefully he will not see his shadow, and it will be 6 weeks of spring, an early spring.
Well, it's only about 10% of the time. Does he not see shadow in an early spring comes. So,
wow.
You know, 90% of the time, Phil sees his shadow, and it's 6 more weeks of winter.
Well, Tom, I wanted you to get back to your festivities. Thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us, I'll look forward to talking to you again next year.
All right, sure thing. And take care, and everybody have a good evening.
And may all your Groundhog Days be good days.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.